number two from the Class 3 District 9 tournament. Mayor Bobcat will win the tip. He goes into the backcourt to Hollis Deckard. We give it up to Trinkler, the freshman, will play the point tonight. He brings in the front court, swings her right side to Nicholson. Back outside and around the horn to Deckard. Now Belcher on the left side wing. Belcher out top to Deckard. Deckard in the corner to Nicholson for three. That one rattles in and out so good. Nicholson goes and gets his own rebound, goes into the lane, is going to get fouled on a return shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Carter Nicholson, the Bobcat Jr., gets fouled. Foul will be on number 12 for the Kabul Bulldogs. That is Josiah Leonard, their big sophomore. And Carter Nicholson at the free throw line. Again, a Bobcat Jr. Nicholson will shoot two. Bobcats wearing the green tonight, trimmed in the white. Kabul playing with the home white, trimmed in the blue. The first free throw for Nicholson is up and no good. Carter, normally a very good free throw shooter. This is the first one here this evening. And second one is up and it's good. The Thayer Bobcats are on the board. First point of the game goes to Thayer and Carter Nicholson. We're 30 seconds into the first quarter. Kabul brings it up. They know they want to have a slowdown game here. Do they not want to get in a running gun with these Thayer Bobcats? Here's a long shot up for the Bulldogs by number four, Kintner. No good. The rebound taken by Belcher. Belcher dribbles out of the pack. Leads up the floor to Nicholson. Now to Trinkler. Trinkler makes the move on the left side wing. Brings it out top to Deckard. Deckard bounces it to Riley White at the high post. Turns, faces up to the bucket. Now gets to Deckard. Deckard in the lane. Pulls up. Little fadeaway jumper short off the front of the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Kabul. That was Leonard. Gives it to Kintner. Kintner brings it across the timeline. Oh, has the ball knocked away. And Trinkler's got it on the steal. Trinkler to the bucket. He scores. Hunter Trinkler with a quick hand. Took it away from Kintner. And goes and scores two for the Thayer Bobcats. And Kabul. Switch it up a little bit here. Montgomery will bring it across the timeline. Swing it left side to Kintner. Kintner moves off the screen. Trying to throw it down inside. Ball is saved from out of bounds. So right to the Thayer Bobcat. Nicholson. Ball pass up the floor to Belcher. Belcher into the lane. Dumps it off to Nicholson for the lay-in. Carter Nicholson with two. The Thayer Bobcat out to an early 5-0 lead. 6:28 to go in the first quarter. Kabul brings it in the front court with Montgomery. Gives up to Kintner. Kintner wings it on the right side for Leonard, and Leonard gives it up to Montgomery. Those three kind of handling the ball here. Now they go to Hong at the high post, who gives up on the outside to Kidwell. Kidwell, the freshman, wings it to the right side. Kabul not even attempting to go inside with the ball yet. Hong has got it again, has it poked away, but it goes right to a teammate. And Coach Tanner Barnes wants a timeout for the Kabul Bulldogs. 5-0, Thayer with the lead, 2 minutes into the first quarter. We'll take time out back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we'll say thanks to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring us the game tonight, including Forceless Stores in Thayer and Ash Flat and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. By the way, that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley. In Thayer. Kabul called it. Tanner Barnes wanted to talk to his team about what they're doing offensively. They got it in the backcourt, bring it in the frontcourt to Kidwell. Kidwell going to the baseline, looks to go for a shot, couldn't get open, hands it off, and now back outside to Kintner on the left side wing. He'll take it into the free throw circle, trying to dump it inside. Ball's deflected by Belcher, but Kintner's right back on it for Kabul. Swings one cross court to Montgomery. Montgomery's pass in the middle, stolen by Belcher. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Got it to Hollis. Hollis to Belcher, cutting down the right side of the lane. Spins against the defense, shoots no good, and the rebound taken by Kidwell for Kabul. Here come the Bulldogs. 2.5 minutes gone by. Bulldogs haven't got a shot up on the rim now. Now they take a shot. Three-pointers up and no good. Rebound comes out long. Hollis Deckard runs it down for Thayer. Bob gets on the break. Deckard into the lane. Double pump, shoots no good, and a rebound taken by Kabul, but Bulldogs were out of bounds when they got it. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket on the offensive end. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go, first quarter. And all Thayer so far, they lead it 5-0. Bobcats running offensive play to Trinkler, wide open for the lay-in. Trinkler with his second bucket of the game. He's got four, and his the game high for Thayer. 3 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer up 7-0. Kabul with the ball. Kintner moving it down to the baseline on the left side. Now gets double teamed. Long pass goes across court to Leonard. Leonard pulls it down, has it taken away. We get a whistle and a foul can be called. No foul. Trinkler got on the floor to intercept that ball, and he was laying, and his head was out of bounds. Couple substitutions now for Thayer. Kipton Horton, another freshman, checked in. Also, junior Dominic Boyce. Coach Pitts already going seven deep on the bench. And Cool inbounds after the Bobcats headed out of bounds. Montgomery with it out front. Swings it around to Kintner on the left side. Kintner working against Trinkler. Takes him down to the wing. Now to the baseline. Looking for a shot. Couldn't get open. Kicks it back outside to Leonard. The big sophomore goes to Hong, number 13. Hong will give it up to Montgomery. Montgomery back over to Leonard. Leonard traveled before he got the ball on the floor. Yes, he did. The big sophomore Leonard travels, trying to make a move to the bucket. And we are 3.5 minutes into this first quarter. Sabul has yet to score. Bobcat defense has been really good. Thayer with the ball here. Trinkler brings it across the timeline. Across the big gray Bulldog in the middle of the floor here. At the Dog Pound, where the Cabrillo Bulldogs play their regular season game. Bobcats get the ball to Dominic Boyce. He bounces it down to Belcher. Belcher double-teamed to Boyce on the layup. Oh, and he missed it. Boyce with a wide-open layup on the right side. He laid it up off the window too hard. Cabrillo with a rebound coming the other way. There he goes down to the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Horton for Thayer. Horton on the break. He got Belcher in front. Horton takes it all the way down to the baseline. Gives it to Trinkler trailing the play. End of lane, double pump, shot is up and out of bounds. Off of Trinkler, out of bounds. No foul call on the play. Trinkler went down hard, trying to draw contact, and didn't get it done. We've had one foul called in this first quarter. We're down to 3:48 to play. Here come the Cabrillo Bulldogs. Montgomery, wings are on the right side for Kintner. Kintner handles it out between the circles, now pulls up. Lob pass is going to go off the hands of Montgomery, but he runs it down on the sideline. Now almost has it taken away by Trinkler again. Gives inside to Leonard. Leonard gives it up to Kidwell, who scores the bucket. The freshman Kidwell, right place, right time. Nice ball movement there by Cabool. And the Bulldogs are on the board with 3:19 to go in the first. Here's Belcher with a three for Thayer. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound is off the hands of the Cabool Bulldogs. All off the Thayer Bobcats. Dominic Boyce is trying to save it in. And they're trying to bounce it off a Bulldog, but apparently came down with the ball still in his possession. So it'll be Bulldog ball. They're going to go with a full court press. We're going to get a foul call as Trinkler tried to jump into the passing lane. He ran right over Montgomery. Trinkler called for foul. Will be his first to go with his 4 points here in the first quarter. Cabool with a substitution. Number 15, Carson Long. Number 12 will check in with him. Bulldogs inbound the ball in the backcourt. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Kintner's got it, lobs it up over everybody's head and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. There you go. Bobcat pressure getting it done. They create the turnover for Thayer. Bobcats are up 7-2 here, first quarter, 3 minutes to go. Offense hasn't yet found its solid footing. Bobcats bounce the ball to Belcher, takes it to the hole, finger roll over the front rim, and it's good. Excuse me, Belcher with his first two of the night. That's a good, strong move down the left side of the lane by the big sophomore. Jaden Belcher. First bucket of the night. They are up now 9-2. Cabool with it. Right side, Kintner. Kintner looking to go to the baseline. Does. Elevate. Wild shot. No good, but a tip in is up and good. Who'd they give that to? It was Kintner. Number 4 with a tip in off his own miss. They are going the other way. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. As Belcher was going strong to the hole, Bobcats up the floor in a hurry after the made bucket. Foul is on number 12, that'll be Josiah Leonard, and that is big sophomore second here in the first quarter. Will Coach Barnes leave him in there? No, it's like he's getting somebody up off the bench. First free throw for Belcher is on the way, and it's good. Jaden now with 3, and Leonard will leave the game. Number 25, that is Haywood checks in the game, the junior. Haywood checking in for the Cabool Bulldogs. Last time these two teams played, Thayer won it easily. That was down at Thayer. And Belcher hits the second free throw. Substitution now for Thayer as Hollis Beckard comes off the floor. Riley White checks back in. And Bobcats have gone about as big as they can get on the floor right now. Trinkler and Horton at the guard, and they're in a full court press. Boy, Cabool's going to have to hurry now. Belcher with a steal. Belcher takes it to the hole. He scores a layup. Bobcats dominating with the pressure. Cabool really struggling against it. They get the ball to Kintner. Kintner double team, throws it cross court. It's stolen by Boyce. Boyce to the hole, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Dominic Boyce, Bobcat bench, getting on the scoreboard tonight. Kabul again against the pressure. Kintner throws it up across the timeline to Hong. Hong gives it up and gets it right back. Swings it over to Montgomery. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Kabul gets it to Kintner. Long three-point shot is up and good. Jordan Kintner with a three. That's the first made three-pointer of the game. It goes to the Kabul Bulldogs. Mayor Bobcats quick up the floor on the other end. Belcher back to the hole. He scores. Belcher's got eight. Having a good first quarter. And here comes Kabul. This time they dribble through the press up the right sideline. Kintner, long lob pass, got it down in the corner to Haywood. And Haywood has it knocked away from him and out of bounds. It'll be Kabul ball. And another substitution for Thayer. Trinkler will check out of the game as Carter Nicholson back in for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bumpkin. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by 10, 17-7. Kabul looking inbound, and they do into the backcourt to Montgomery. Montgomery is over to Kintner. Kintner has scored 5 of the 7 points for Kabul here in this first quarter. He bounces it to Montgomery on the right side. Montgomery moving off the screen, gets to the elbow, brings it back over to Kintner on the left side wing. He moves off the screen to the free throw circle, elevates for the jumper. It's too hard off the rim. No good. Riley White takes down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Is out to Horton. Up to Belcher for 3. Off the rim. No good. The rebound careens out of bounds down in the corner. And it'll be Kabul Bulldog ball with 56 seconds to go in our first quarter. Thayer leads it 17-10 here in the first round of the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament. Kabul inbounds the ball in the backcourt to Kintner. Got over to Montgomery. Back to Kintner. Trying to work it up against this Bobcat full-court press. Montgomery's got it back now. Finally gets it across the timeline to Haywood. Haywood tried to throw it in the middle. It's intercepted by Belcher for Thayer. Belcher up the left side. Gives it to Boyce. Boyce going to the hole. Shuffled it through to Riley White, but not before he gets fouled on the drive. I believe that'll be on Long, number 15. Yes, it is. Carson Long, who is a good football player for these Kabul Bulldogs, picks up the foul. Haywood checks out of the game now. Number one, Ranson Kidwell back in for Kabul. Thayer to run the inbound play. They get it into Belcher. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Thayer up 10 with the ball. Horton out of Nicholson in the right wing. Kicks it back out to Horton. He'll give it to Boyce. Boyce wide open. Shoots the three off the front iron. No good. Rebound control by Kabul. Don't think that's the shot that Coach Pitt wanted. And here come the Bulldogs with the ball. Chance to get back within single digits. Kintner with it out front. Brings it right side to Long. Long in the corner to Kintner. Kintner eyes it back out front to Montgomery, top of the key. Now back over to Long. Long back to Montgomery. 3 seconds, and now Montgomery throws up a wild three. It's no good. That's the end of our first quarter of play. Thayer Bobcats 17, Kabul Bulldogs 7. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back to the Dog Pound here in Kabul, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Kabul Bulldogs in the first round of the Class 3 District 9 tournament. Last score is 17-7. Bobcats led by Jaden Belcher with 8 in the first quarter. Kabul led by Jordan Kintner. He has 5 of their 7 in the opening quarter. Thayer Bobcats open the second quarter with Boyce, Riley White, Jaden Belcher, Kipton Horton, and Carter Nicholson on the floor. Kabul opens with the basketball. Long pass goes down to the corner. They got it there to Long. Long drives it down the baseline. Gets tied up inside. Got rid of it. Shot is up and blocked, and a foul is going to be called. Lanson Kidwell took the pass from Long, and the foul will be on the Thayer Bobcats. Will be on number 12. That is Dominic Boyce. That'll be foul number one on Dom. First team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Second in the game, first in the quarter, of course. And at the free throw line is Ranson Kidwell, a freshman, scores his first point. Dominic Boyce and Connor Nicholson out of the game. Hollis Deckard and Hunter Trinker back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Second free throw for Kidwell, trying to cut the lead to 8, and it's good. Okabul hanging around, 17-9 now. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Hollis Deckard hands off to Horton. Horton leans over to Belcher, now to Trinker. In the lane to Horton, who misses the layup. There's a lot of pressure there. Horton threw it up too hard and went over the rim. Rebounded by Kabul. Here comes the dog. They get it down to Kintner. Kintner swings it in the corner. Now into the lane for Hong. Hong back out to Kintner for a deep three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound going to go out of bounds. It'll be Kabul Bulldogs. Basketball off the hands of Hollis Deckard. Tried to get there, get the long rebound on the short hop. Couldn't quite control it. And substitution for Kabul, number 12, the big sophomore. That is Josiah Leonard checking back into the game. And number 13, Lucas Hong, will check out. Kabul inbound. They got it in for Long. His shot is blocked by Belcher. Ball loose on the floor. Kabul got it. Long picked up the loose ball. Is it down in the corner for Montgomery. Montgomery outside to Kintner and the sophomore. Handles it there, defended by Hunter Trinkle. Bobcats look like they're wanting to go. Well, let's still play in the zone. Kabul working around the perimeter of it. Ball goes to Kintner now on the right side of the floor. Looking to make a move. We'll elevate with a pass inside. Back outside it goes for Long. Long gives it out top to Montgomery. Back to Kintner. Kintner elevates from the elbow. Shot is up no good, but a foul is going to be whistled. It's going to be a foul on the Kabul Bulldogs. It's a moving screen on Ranson Kidwell, number one, and that is his. Well, I've got him down for 3 fouls. Officially, they say that's his first. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats with the ball off of the turnover. They handle it out front. Trinkler with it. Leans over to Horton. Horton bounces it once, twice, now 3 times. Gives up in the corner to Trinkler on the left side. Back to Horton, around to Deckard. Deckard to Belcher. Belcher back out to Deckard. Sets for a 3. It's good! Hollis Deckard, first 3-pointer of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. That 3-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats again. This time it's a half-court trap by Thayer. Kabul finally gets across the timeline to Leonard. Leonard swings away from the double team. Feeds the ball over to Kintner. Kintner now to Montgomery. Montgomery back out to Kintner. They'll reset the offense. 5:55 to go in the first half. Thayer up by 11. Kabul with the ball. Out top, Montgomery. Brings it left side to Leonard. Leonard is out to Long. Long back to Montgomery. Not even looking at the basket right now. Kabul just working around the perimeter. Got over to Kintner on the right side. Kintner in the corner to Montgomery for a 3. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Leonard had it. Got it to a teammate. Now back down to Leonard. He has it poked away by Trinkler and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. No. They're going to give it to Kabul. It was off of Trinkler when it went out of bounds. So Bulldogs will inbound on the far side. On the sideline near the corner. Carson Long will trigger it in. The senior bounces it to Leonard. Very young Kabul Bulldog team. Leonard and Kintner both sophomores. Here's a long pass by Kintner. Hit the backboard. Loose ball picked up. Now a block shot by Belcher for Thayer. And Belcher is off on the break. Runs it up the floor. Going to the bucket. Through the double team. Finger rolls it in. Jaden Belcher, the big sophomore, has got 10 for Thayer. Bobcats up 22-9 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Bulldogs with it. Get across the timeline. Got it down to Leonard. Leonard down the baseline. Pulls up. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Belcher for the Bobcats. Here come the Bobcats on the break again. Hollis Deckard up to the right side. Gets in the lane. Loses the ball on the dribble. Picked up by Kabul. Here come the Bulldogs. Kintner with it. Number 4. Brings it in the right corner to Long. Long brings it out to the wing and gives it back to Kintner out near midcourt. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer in control, leading by 13. Kabul with it out top. The 15 is Long. Just handles it out front. Kabul getting in no hurry here. Here's the give. Goes over to Montgomery. Montgomery pulls up his dribble, now gets rid of it. To Leonard out around the 3-point line. A little give and go to Long. Down inside to Kidwell, who scores the bucket. Kidwell with his second bucket of the night, the freshman for Kabul, and the Bobcats with it back. Oh, here's Trinkler, goes around the defense all the way. The bucket lays it in. What a quick step by the Bobcat freshman. And Thayer again, a little bit of full-court pressure in the 2-2-1. Kabul with it in the backcourt. That is Kintner. Kintner lobs the pass over to Kidwell. Kidwell will give it up to Montgomery. Now to Kintner on the high post. He'll bounce it down inside to Kidwell. He throws one up to Leonard. He misses the shot. And Belcher with another rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Belcher races up the floor. A little wraparound pass to Horton in the corner. He's not open for the shot. He'll swing it around to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in lane, shoots with left hand. It's good. Trinkler's got 8 in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 15. 26-11. 3:22 to go in the first half. Bobcats again with a full court pressure. And Kabul gets it across the timeline with Kintner. Kintner swings it cross court to Montgomery. Montgomery has that knocked away. Belcher got it. Now to Trinkler. Trinkler in the lane. Lays it up. No. Rebound, Kabul. Nice play there by Leonard. Leonard to Kintner. Races up the right sideline. Pulls up on the wing. Now goes down to the baseline on the dribble drive. Gets cut off by the defense. That will bring it back out. Kintner, a long three-point shot. That's no good. And Horton got the rebound for Thayer. That'll bring it the other way. Bobcats with a chance to go up 17 with a bucket. 18 if somebody can hit one from downtown. Kipton Horton with it. Kipton going to the bucket. Lost his footing. Maintains his dribble. Gives it out to Belcher. Around the horn to Deckard. In the lane to Belcher for the lay-in. What a pass by Hollis Deckard. The senior doing what seniors do. Beautiful set up to his teammates with easy lay-in. 28-11. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Kabul with the ball. They go into the middle. Long. Takes the pass. Shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Belcher's got it again for Thayer. Here comes Jaden. Leads the break. On the dribble drive, going to the bucket, lays it up, no good. Riley White down the offensive rebound out to Trinkler for a three. It's good. Trinkler with a three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company and the Thayer Bobcats. Are now up 20, 31-11 with a minute 57 to go in the first half. Long pass up the floor for Kabul. They got it to Long. Long going to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice play by Joe, or not Long, that was Leonard. Josiah Leonard, number 12. Thayer with the ball, up by 18. Down to a minute 40 to go in the first half. Riley White handles it on the wing, gives out to Belcher. Belcher, having a half, he takes it to the hole, a little stutter step, couldn't score it. Molly's up the rebound, but couldn't bring it in, and the ball controlled by Kintner. He swings away from the defense of Hollis Deckard. Kintner goes down into the right corner, and loses his dribble, brings the ball way out front to Montgomery. Montgomery will settle things down for the Kabul Bulldogs. Down 31-13 with the ball. Carson Long takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Pulls up his dribble now. Gives the ball out to Kidwell. Kidwell, the freshman, gives it off to Montgomery. Montgomery swings it left side to Kintner. He goes down to the baseline. Behind the back of the dribble. Pulls it up and gives it outside to Long. Excuse me, to Leonard. Leonard now to Montgomery. Bounces it back to Leonard. Shot is up. No, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice, good power move there by Josiah Leonard. He's fouled by Riley White. He's the first foul on White tonight and the second team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. 52 seconds to go in the first half and going to the free throw line. Number 12, that is Josiah Leonard. First free throw is up and no good. Bounced it off the back of the rim. Thayer making a couple substitutions here. Kipton Horton in. Kipton Horton and Riley White come out. Dominic Boyce and Carter Nicholson are back in. So Thayer with the starters on the floor with the exception of Dominic Boyce in there in place of Riley White. Leonard shooting the second free throw, and it is good. Rattled that one home. Well, Leonard's got 3 points in the first half. And with 50 seconds to go in the half, Thayer with the ball up 31-14. Here's Trinkler on the right side wing. Moves off the screen. Wings the ball on the left side wing to Carter Nicholson. Back out to Deckard. Hollis looking to penetrate. Pulls out. Oh, gives it on a cut to Dominic Boyce. Counting in a foul. What a move by Dom and what a pass by Hollis Deckard. Hollis will get a big assist on that one. And Dominic Boyce going to the free throw line. Dom with 4 points off the Bobcat bench here this season. And Dom going to line to try and complete the three-point play. Free throw is up and off the front rim, no good. Carter Nicholson has the rebound for Thayer, taken away by the Kabul Bulldogs. That's a nice rebound there by Ransom Kidwell. Surprised the officials didn't call a held ball. Here's Kintner. Step side of the defense. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Hunter brings in the half-court set. Bobcats with 16 seconds to go in the half, leading 33-14. Trinkler handles it out front, working against the defense of Stone, who's kicked. Oh, and there's a travel on Trinkler. Trinkler pulled up the dribble to pass and took a little stutter step. That's the travel. And Kamul gets it back with 9 seconds to go in the first half, trailing 33-14. They will trigger it in to Kintner. Kintner in the backcourt, hands the ball off to Montgomery. Brings in the front court with 4 seconds. To the elbow, pulls up the dribble, defense jumps on him, turns and throws up a shot, no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer 33, Kabul 14. Thayer Bobcats scored 17 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. Kabul scoring 7 in the first quarter and 7 in the second. Again, our score, 33-14. Thayer Bobcats with a 19-point lead here at the half in the Class 3 District 9 basketball quarterfinals. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities powered by 5D Screen Printing. West Plains back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back here at Kabul. It's a first-round game from the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament. Here in the quarterfinals, the Thayer Bobcats, the number 3 seed in the district, having their way in the first half. They lead it 33-14 over the Kabul Bulldogs. Bobcats led by another big first half by Jaden Belcher. The sophomore scored 12. And Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, with the 11. Those two carrying the Bobcats here in this game. For the Kabul Bulldogs, they're led by Jordan Kintner. He has got 5. In the first half of the game. And again, Thayer scoring 17 points in the first quarter. Really took a little time for the Bobcats to kind of get settled in offensively, and they've done it off the defense. And they scored 16 points in the second quarter for 33 here in the first half of the game. So Bobcats are about where they want to be. You know, they average right at 60 points a game, and they're halfway there here at the half in this one. Winner of this game will take on the number 2 seed Willow Springs Bears Thursday night at 7 o'clock here at the Class 3 District 9 tournament. And, of course, the tournament makes its turn to the girls' tournament tomorrow night. And tomorrow night we'll have the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they play the Mountain View Birchtree Liberty Lady Eagles. That'll be at 5:30 tomorrow. By the way, the second game in the girls' semifinals will be Willow Springs to take on the Licking Lady Wildcats. So that'll be a 7 o'clock contest. And the girls' half of the tournament is being played at Houston. That game will be at the Houston High School up in Houston, Missouri, tomorrow night. Again, we'll have the Fair Lady Bobcats for you. 5:30 tomorrow right here on the Ecom Sports Network. Again, we're in halftime. The Fair Bobcats with a comfortable 19-point lead, 33-14 over the Kabul Bulldogs. By the second half, they only count. Take another time out. You're listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. Back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Now we're back here at Kabul High School, the first-round game from the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament. Thayer Bobcats with a comfortable 19-point lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. Just look at our scoring in the first half. For Kabul, only three players on the scoreboard. Jordan Kentner, the junior, with 5, 4 for the freshman Ranson Kidwell, and 3 for Josiah Leonard, their big sophomore. For the Thayer Bobcats, led by the sophomore, Jaden Belcher has scored 12 in the first half. Freshman Hunter Trinker with 11, then 4 for Dominic Boyce, 3 for Carter Nicholson, and a 3 for Hollis Decker. Thayer Bobcats hit 2 three-pointers in the first half. The Kabul Bulldogs hit 1. All right, 33-14 is our score. Thayer leads it at the half. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, the area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
And we're back at Kabul, getting ready for our second half. Both teams just finishing up their halftime warm-up. I hope you've enjoyed our 5D screen printing of West Plains Fair Bobcat halftime report. Looks like the Fair Bobcats will open up the second half with the same lineup that started the game. Nicholson, White, Belcher, Deckard, and Trinkler. And the Kabul Bulldogs still in huddle. Gives the final word to be heard. But here from Coach Tanner Barnes and the Kabul Bulldogs. Boy, what a player Tanner was when he played here at Kabul. Fair Bobcats will get the ball to start second half with a 19-point lead. And let's get ready to rumble here for the second half in the dog pound. Winner moves on to play in the semifinals Thursday night at 7 against the number 2 Willow Springs Bears. We already know one semifinal, Liberty and Licking in the first semifinal. Bobcats inbound the ball, gets to Trinkler, and the freshman goes right to the bucket and scores. 13 on the line now for Trinkler. And the freshman leads the Bobcats in scoring. Two Bobcats already in double figures in this game. Kabul with it now. Out top is Kidwell. Belcher out on him. They are really picking up the defensive pressure now. Bobcats look like they've kind of gone man-to-man. Now Kintner with it. Trinkler's on him. Kintner moves off the screen for Kabul. Now spins back the other way. Going down to the right baseline. Hangs in the air. Shoots. Oh, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul, I believe, is going to be on Trinkler. And that'll be number 2. That is number 24, Trinkler. That'll be number 2 on the Bobcat freshman. And going to the free throw line, number 4, Jordan Kintner, a junior for the Kabul Bulldogs. Good looking young player. Only 2 seniors on this Kabul basketball team. And Kintner hits the first free throw. Makes it a 20-point Bobcat lead. Now 35-15. Kintner trying to knock it down to 19 with his second free throw. And looking for his 7th point of the game. It's up and good. Rattled it home. They will inbound the ball. Belcher in the backcourt. Brings up into the front court in a hurry. Bobcats look like they want to play fast here in the second half. They go left side to Trinkler. Trinkler. High post now to Riley White. Riley back to Trinkler on the wing. He moves off the screen out top. In the lane. Lays it up in the left hand. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the free throw line and will shoot 2. Foul on Kabul will be on number 4, that is Kintner. And that'll be foul number 1 on number 4. And Trinkler at the line will shoot the free throw. Trinkler now with 3 points already in this third quarter with just a minute into it. And he's got 14 to lead all scorers on the line. Second one for number 24. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Montgomery for Kabul. Long pass up the court to Kintner. Kintner down to the baseline. He's in the middle of the Hong. Hong up off the glass and in. First bucket of the game for Lucas Hong. Here comes Fayer in a hurry the other way. Nicholson out over to Belcher. Out of Trinkler on the right side wing. Trinkler gives out to Belcher. Going down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 12, and it's good. Belcher now with 14 in the game. Belcher and Trinkler have been good tonight for Fayer offensively. Fayer back playing that defense. Here's the Leonard. Handles it out front. Deckard on him. Gives it over to Hong. And Hong goes now to Kintner. Carter Nicholson on him. He'll swing it to the high post to Hong at the free throw line. Didn't find anybody open. Has to give it back outside to Montgomery. Montgomery bounces over to Leonard. Now to Kintner on the wing. Kintner wings it cross court. Got it there to Kidwell. Kidwell down to the baseline. Couldn't get the shot. And the ball stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler will drive for the uncontested layup. Trinkler now with 16 in the game for Thayer. And the Bobcats run the lead out to 40-18. Kabul with it. On the left side wing is Kintner. Moves off the screen to the top of the key. Floater in the lane. Taken down by Leonard. Shot no good. Belcher rebound. Quick outlet to Hollis Deckard in the lane. Oh, trying to no-look pass stuff. Riley White coming the other way, and the ball is going to be deflected by the defense and out of bounds. It should be Thayer Bobcat ball. No, Kabul going to inbound. They say that Riley was the last one to touch it. So Kabul will inbound. Fayer again playing the full court pressure. Kintner's got it off the inbound. Lobbed the pass over, and that ball almost stolen by Deckard. But Montgomery gets across the timeline. Now it's stolen by Riley White, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Kabul basketball. Good play there by the big senior, Riley White, trying to get that steal. Kabul will trigger it in on the near side. Montgomery, be the trigger man, right in front of his own bench. Gets it into the backcourt to Kintner. Kintner, the junior, bounces it one time right side to Montgomery. Moves off the screen, top of the key. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives over to Leonard. Leonard, the big man out there playing 30 feet from the bucket. Gives it to Kintner on the wing. Kintner now top of the key to Hong. Hong will give it up to Kidwell. Kidwell bounces it around the horn. It goes to Montgomery. Montgomery moving off the screen. Ooh, Deckard almost took it from him. He maintains possession and gives it up to Kidwell. Kidwell now back to Montgomery. Now into the lane for Leonard. The ball stolen by Riley White. Here come the Bobcats. Trinkler, quick up the floor to Nicholson. Back out to Trinkler, makes the move toward the bucket, kicks out to Nicholson for the three. Bingo! Carter Nicholson with one from downtown, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats add the lead. It's 43-18. We played almost 4 minutes in this third quarter, and Kabul has scored four. Thayer Bobcats have scored 10. Thayer keeps adding to the lead here. And Kabul swings the ball across court. Got over to Kintner on the wing. Moves to the free throw line. Now into the lane. Gets stopped. Gives it over to Leonard. The big sophomore puts up a shot. Nice easy touch, and it goes in. Leonard with his second field goal. He's got 5 points. They embrace the full court pressure. Got it down to Nicholson. Going to the hole hard. Nicholson misses the shot, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 12. At number 12, that is Leonard, and that's number three on Josiah Leonard. Big sophomore from Kabul. And it'll send Carter Nicholson to the free throw line for Thayer. The Bobcat junior has scored six, make it seven as he hits the first free throw. Looking for his 8th point of the ball game. We still got 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Thayer up by 24, make it 25 as Nicholson hits both free throws. Been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Led 17-7 at the end of the quarter, 33-14 at the half. And they lead it now 45-20. We're into the final half of the third period. Kabul with on the right side. Oh, ball stolen by Trinkler. Took it away from Kintner. And will drive for the layup. Lays it over the front of the rim. 18 for Hunter Trinkler tonight. The Thayer Bobcats increased the lead to 27. Trinkler working against Kintner defensively. Kintner gives it up. Pass is stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson off on the break. Fakes the pass. Shoots it. He's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two more free throws. Nicholson going up the left side, taking it hard to the hole. He's fouled by number 4. That is Jordan Kintner, and that'll be his 2nd of the game. 13th foul against Kabul here in the third period. Two more, and the Bobcats start shooting the double bonus. First free throw is up, and no good for Carter Nicholson. Thayer now with substitutions. Kipton Horton and Dominic Boyce check in. Riley White and Hollis Teckard check out. What you're looking out on the floor right now for the Thayer Bobcats probably is your starting lineup for next season. And 2nd free throw for Nicholson. No good. Rebound controlled by Josiah Leonard. Nice box out by Leonard, the big sophomore for Kabul. Here comes the Bulldogs. Long, who just checked into the game, has it top of the key. Gives up to Kintner. Kintner now to Hong. Lucas Hong gives it back to Carson Long. He'll give out to Leonard. Now over to Montgomery. Thought about the three. Dominic Boyce puts a hand in his face so he doesn't take it. He gives it up, gets it back, throws it in the lane. Ball stolen by Nicholson. And we get a held ball, going to be called, as Nicholson goes crashing to the floor, tied up with Leonard down there. And it'll be Bulldog basketball. Kabul maintains possession with 3:09 to go in the third quarter. Montgomery looking to trigger it in, wanting to get it in the lane. Nobody open, has to bring it way out front to Carson Long. They'll give it around to Kintner. Jordan Kintner handles it out top. Leans it left side. Montgomery fakes the three again. Throws it cross court to Long. Long back out front. Around to Montgomery on the left side. He penetrates in the free throw circle. Gives up to Leonard on a nice bounce pass. And Leonard scores the bucket. 7 points now for Josiah Leonard. And we're going to get a foul on number 4 with a push after the play. Oh, no. They did call it on Thayer. That'll be on Carter Nicholson. Number 4 for the Bobcats. That'll be the first. So Leonard gets the bucket. We'll go to the line and shoot for one more. And it rattles up and in. So Leonard with a 3-point play. Connor Nicholson checks out of the game as Hollis Deckard will check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats senior guard. 2:51 to play in the third. Thayer with it. Trinklin to Deckard. He gives it up on the right side to Horton. Horton gives it out to Trinklin. Trinklin turning left like NASCAR. Goes to the hole. Lays it up with the left hand. No good, but he's going to the line to shoot two free throws. I believe that'll be Josiah Leonard. Yes, it is. And that's going to be number four on the big sophomore for Kabul. Josiah Leonard called for the foul, and Trinkler going to the free throw line will shoot two. First one is up for the freshman, and it's good. Trinkler now with 19 in the game. He leads all scorers here tonight. Belcher is next with 14. Second free throw for Trinkler, good. He's got 20. Trinkler being the lefty, man, he can make that NASCAR turn. And he does quite often. Kabul with the basketball. Into the half-court set. They try to go to Leonard down inside. The ball whizzes past his head and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it 49-23. Trinkler brings up out of the backcourt for the Bobcats. The Bobcat bench has got to be on. And we're going to get to play in the distance. Here's Trinkler taking the ball up the left side. Backs up. Fires a jumper. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Kintner for Kabul. There comes Jordan up the left side of the floor. Now goes to the top of the key. Round the defender. Going to the right side. Going to get fouled as he puts the shot up. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot. Foul going to be on the Bobcats. See who. Three Bobcats were there. And they call it on number 12. That is Dominic Boyce. He'll be the second on Dom tonight. And it'll send Kintner to the free throw line. Shoot a free throw. Jordan Kintner hits the first one. He's got 8 points now. That's tied for the game high for Kabul, tied with Josiah Leonard. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Kintner now with 9 to lead the way for the Bulldogs. And with 2:05 to play in the third quarter, Thayer with it in half-court set. Hollis leads over to Belcher. Belcher back to Hollis. Into the lane he goes. Gives it off to Trinkler. Trinkler to Horton. He'll fire a 3 out of corner. It's off the rim. No good. Tip is up. No, we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the rebound. Going to be on Trinkler. That'll be his third of the game. Going over the back, trying to get that tip in. With 1:51 to play in the third quarter. They are up by 24, 49-25. Out front, Kabul with it. That is long. He'll give it up on the right side to Montgomery. Montgomery moves into the free throw circle. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives it out to Kintner. Moves off the screen down to the baseline. He'll pull up with a 17-footer, and it's good. Kintner hits one from 17 feet. He's got 11 to lead Kabul. And Thayer with it again on the offensive end. Belcher gives it up to Hollis Deckard. Out to Belcher. He fires a 3 from the top, and it's good. Belcher knocks one down from downtown. His first 3-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats are back up by 25, 52-27. Kabul going to the bucket. Shot no good. Tip in on the rebound. No good, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. I think they're going to get Boyce again. Yes, they do. Number 12. Dominic Boyce will be called for the push, and going to the line will be Josiah Leonard. Leonard with 8 points on the night. And the first free throw is up and bounces off the rim. No good. Now Dominic Boyce is out of the game. Number 35 checking in for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Sigmund. Young man getting his first chance to play varsity here tonight in the district. The second free throw is up and good for Leonard. Leonard now with 9 points in the game. And number 35, Sigmund. Sigmund's got it on the baseline. Couldn't get to the bucket. Wings it outside. That way 35 is Jaden Sigmund. Another Bobcat freshman. Bobcats got high hopes for him for the future as well. Bobcat shot is up. No good by Hollis Deckard. And the rebound controlled by Kabul Bulldogs. Going into the lane. Leonard fires it up. No good. Rebound. Ball it around. Hong has got it. He goes back up. No. Horton has the rebound. It's taken away by Carson Long for Kabul. Long. Pass out front. Almost stolen by Trinkler. Now picked up by Leonard. Leonard going to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Leonard now at 11, two Bulldogs in double figures. And the Thayer lead is down to 22. Horton handles it out front, sends away from the defense, gives it over to Jaden Sigmund. Sigmund And this is Trinkler. Now to Hollis Deckard on the left side wing. Hollis going down to the baseline. Elevates for the shot. It's blocked. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. A foul going to be called on the Kabul Bulldogs. He'll be on number 15. That is Carson Long. Be number two on Long. And Hollis Deckard at the free throw line. Hollis is getting better. You know, he had that illness, you know, about 3 weeks ago where he lost over 20 pounds in a week. Couldn't eat, couldn't keep anything down. And Hollis just hasn't been the same since. I asked Coach Pitts about that earlier today. We were talking before the ballgame. He says he's getting better slowly but sure. But he's still out there playing. And he hits both free throws. And Hollis now with 5 points. There's a long shot for Kabul with the buzzer. No good. And at the end of three quarters to play, Bayer Bobcats lead it 54-33 over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Folks, I thank you for all your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Penny Lane, Accounting, and Thayer, Allen Sported Living, Charlotte Allen, and Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and the Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Street, along with Silver Spring Storage, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals in West Plains. Here we go. Fourth quarter is underway. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead, 54-30. And back to the starters on the court. Here's Belcher. Gives up in the corner to Horton for three. It's good. The Bobcat freshman hit one from downtown. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer lead is now 27, 7:42 to play in the game. Here is Kintner for Kabul. Gets in the lane. His shot is blocked by Belcher. Rebound. Loose ball is volleyed around and picked up by Sigmund for the Thayer Bobcats. So the Bobcats with three freshmen on the floor right now. Here's Hollis Deckard. Feeds it down to one of them. Trinkler in the lane. Out to Belcher, the sophomore, for a three. It's no good. Horton had the rebound. It's knocked away. He gets it back. Kicks it out to Trinkler. He fires a three ball. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound Horton again. Horton takes it in the corner. Back out to Trinkler. Around to Sigmund. Now in the corner to Deckard for three. Off the rim. Rebound, Horton in the lane, turns, shoots, no. Sigmund with a rebound, couldn't follow it in. Now Belcher, Belcher puts it in the hole. Belcher with two, he's got 19 in the game. Thayer fighting hard for those two. Man, did they crash the boards or what? Kabul with it out front. Kintner moves off the screen, looking for the shot, can't find it. Feeds it over to Montgomery. Montgomery on the wing, bounces it inside, it's stolen by Belcher, ball gets on the floor. And picked out by Kipton Horton for the Bobcat. They'll give it over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard pushing it up the floor. Out to Trinkler. Looking to drive the baseline. Spins in the lane. Kicks it out to Sigmund for a three. It was up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hong for Kabul. And he has it stolen away by Trinkler. Bobcats have got it back. Deckard on the right side wing. Fakes the three. Now moves to the elbow. Kicks it over to Horton. Horton. Ooh, wide open. Didn't take the three. Gives it back out front to Trinkler. Bobcats get in the half-court set. Now to Horton. Right side to Sigmund. Sigmund to Deckard. Now Belcher. Belcher handles it out front. Hands that to Horton. Horton in the lane. Going to the bucket. He lays it up in the air. Horton didn't take the wide-open three. He said, I want to take it to the hole. I want to show I'm not just a one-trick pony. That was a nice move and got the 2 points. Kabul on the other end. Here's a shot blocked by Sigmund. That was Kintner going to the hole, and Sigmund got up high and blocked the shot. Think of this kid, Sigmund. impressed me during the JV games all season long. And now getting elevated to the varsity here in the district tournament. Doing a nice job out there. That was a good defensive play. Kabul inbound the ball. They bring it out front for Leonard. Leonard swings their right side. By the way, number two, Taylor Stone, has just checked in for Kabul. He's out there with Kintner. And Long is in. He's got the ball on the left side. Shoots a three. Blocked by Trinkler, who saves it from out of bounds to Sigmund up the court to Belcher and lays it up. No good. And the rebound taken by Hong for Kabul. I'll get that chance to go up there by 33. Didn't get it up. Here comes Kabul back the other way. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Hollis second. Bobcats on the break. No look pass to Belcher. Lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and we'll shoot two. Foul going to be on number four, I believe. Yes, it is number four. That is Kintner, and that'll be number three on Kintner. Team foul number one on Kabul here in the fourth quarter. 4:26 to play in the game. We're under the turbo clock, and Belcher hits the free throw. Belcher with 20, Trinkler with 20 to lead the Thayer Bobcats. The only two Bobcats in double figures. And here Trinkler coming off the floor as the Bobcats will get Carter Nicholson back in the ballgame. Second free throw for Belcher is good. Belcher with 21 to lead all scorers tonight. 4 minutes left in the game. Again, we're playing under the turbo clock, so we're going to play for another 4 minutes. It's going to be over. Stay tuned for the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating. Kabul with it. Kind of a little give and go to Hong. Hong now to the inside for Long. His shot no good, and Sigmund rebounds. Long release pass, and now to Carter Nicholson, who late only misses the layup. Nicholson had a wide open layup on the pass from Deckard, couldn't get it down. Hollis says, man, that was an assist. Come on, dude. Here's a shot for Kabul. No good. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. There'll be a push. I believe they're going to get Carter Nicholson for another foul. Yes, it is number four. Nicholson calls the foul. Will be his second of the game. And another substitution for Thayer is J.J. is getting in the ballgame. So Thayer pretty much got the JV out there right now. J.J. Pendergrass. Oh, and there's a shot up and in for Leonard for Kabul off the inbound play. Leonard now with 13 to lead Kabul. Thayer with the ball. Nicholson gives it out top to Horton. Fires a three. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound. Run down on the sideline by Carter Nicholson. Now to Hollis Deckard. Fires a three out of the corner. Rattles in and out. No good. And Leonard yanks it down for Kabul. Here come the Bulldogs. 63-32. Thayer by 31. And Kintner gives it over to Long. Long to the free throw line. Dumps it inside to Hong. Hong up with a shot off the window. No good. Rebound. Kabul again. Shot no good. Here's a rebound to J.J. Pendergrass. J.J. driving the floor. Lays it up. No. Shot was partially blocked. And here come the Bulldogs after the rebound. A lot of contact. No foul called there. We're down to 2:15 to go. Here's a three out of corner. Good. With Kabul. Carson Long gets on the board. Thayer with it. Horton to Nicholson. Back to Deckard. Hollis dribbles in the lane. Gives it out to J.J. Pendergrass for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Saved from out of bounds by Kabul. They're going to say no, it was not. And we get another substitution. Bobcats making more substitutions as the other Belcher will check into the ballgame. Bobcats going with everybody. That's Connor Belcher, number 25, getting a little playing time here tonight. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. A minute 59 to play in the game. 63-35, our score. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Looks like the Bobcats are going to head to the semifinals of the district tournament. It'll be a date with the Willow Springs Bears on Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right here at the Kabul High School Gym. Of course, we'll have that game for you right here on K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network. We'll say thanks to some more of those Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game. They include Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman & Woolsey Well Drilling, Alton Bank in the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Point. Bobcats inbound the ball, got it to J.J. Pendergrass. Off to Nicholson, swings it around to Belcher. The other Belcher, he'll fire three, top of the key, and it's good! Number 25, Connor Belcher, and those may be the first varsity points of his career for the freshman, Connor Belcher. Here's a shot for Kabul, up and no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. He'll be called on the Kabul Bulldogs. Number two, Taylor Stone. Number one substitution for Kabul, Colby Siegler. He'll check into the game. Number 10, a sophomore. Also, Owen Brown checking in for Sayer. And Kabul resting and taking their seniors out. They get a nice round of applause from the crowd. Bear Bobcats with the ball. Connor Belcher, open top of the key. Now takes it down the left side of the lane. Gives out to Owen Brown. Out top to Sigmund for a three. It's good! First points of his varsity career for Sigmund for the Thayer Bobcats. Jaden Sigmund, another Bobcat freshman, getting in on the scoring action here tonight in the district tournament. And Kabul with the ball in the lane. Kintner pulls up a little. Turnaround jumper is good. Kintner now with 13 for the sophomore. Tied with Leonard for the game high for Kabul. Thayer with the ball. All freshmen on the floor right now for Thayer. Brown's got it. Gives over to J.J. Pendergrass. He'll take it outside. Guarded by Leonard. Leonard at about 6'4". J.J.'s about 5'4". Bobcats work around the perimeter. Now they go inside to Connor Belcher to the bucket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Down to Horton. Kicks it out to J.J. for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Leonard for Kabul. Here come the Bulldogs. We're down to 7 seconds to play in the game. Kintner with a long shot. No good. Rebound Sigmund. And there's the buzzer. The Thayer Bobcats have won their first round game here in the Class 3 District 9 basketball tournament by a score of 69-37. Thayer Bobcats will advance to the semifinals. They will play Thursday night at 7 o'clock against the Willow Springs Bears. And remember the first time those two teams got together this year? What a great game we saw up at Mumford Gym, and that one won by Willow Springs. All right, it's time for us to head to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We do expect to hear from Coach Matt Pitts as he will make his way up into the dog pound way up here at top of the floor. He said, "You mean I got to go all the way up there?" And I said, "You know where I'll be." And we expect to hear from Coach Pitts.